You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That when you build a new house, then you have to put a fence on the roof because somebody might fall. Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai learns from this command something very deep. Beit Hadash, usually when people they rent a house or build a house, what's the purpose? For
build the house, so they'll be more comfortable, have more space.
Yeah, to live. Not chas v'shalom, you know, somebody that doesn't have a house is called homeless. So here, Rabbeinu Ishchai learns that the same way to live in a house, it's a privilege, it's an opportunity. You have peace, without a shame, in the house. Amen. Yeah, and live comfortably. So now, here Harav resembles the same concept, and that is that the house of our system, where is it located? Our brain, very nice, beautiful. So that means the state of your mind is your house. The same way that if you don't have a house, you're homeless. If your mind is not functioning properly, you're brainless. So here, the command wants to teach us. When you build a new house, that means sometimes people say, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to stop thinking about this or eating whatever I'm not supposed to eat. So then the Torah says you have to put a fence, meaning that all the resolution and commitment that one might make, if you don't make a fence, so then is meaningless. So the same way that when you build a house, you have to put a fence. Whenever you try to improve yourself for any effort that you're planning to do. As a matter of fact, somebody told me he made the greatest teshuvah that is possible to do. The greatest teshuvah. What is the greatest teshuvah that you are able to do? Say?
Wash your eyes.
Hasakei Baruch, beautiful. So he said, he used to eat at least 2 ice cream a day. No. 2 ice cream a day. I mean, the tzaddikim, they like sweets. So he said, no more. I mean, really, he told me no more.
No more? Oh, wow.
No more.
That's more than
2 was minimum.
Oh, 2 was minimum.
It was a minimum, yeah. Just no more. You know what is self-confidence it takes? Some people, but if you're really into it, you really enjoy it, like it's a Gan Eden, and you say no more, you know what it is? You just like Rabbi Meir Alanes. So now here, obviously, if you steal like your wife buys ice cream, it's going to make it very challenging. So that's what the Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai says, that when you make a Beit Chadash, you have to make a fence. What does the fence mean? No more. You cannot come, inside the house, no matter what. It's a birthday, it's anniversary, no matter what. You cannot. Why? Because you have temptation, then you go to the freezer. And you don't want to do that. Then there's nothing there. That's it. And here, I say very beautiful in Sahara, told that Adam brings, it says, Ma'areh means fence. Ma'ge. Hesar. How do you write Ma'ge? Mem. Ein. Tov. He. Harav says this term for fence is Rashi Tevot. Hirhure Avara. Kashim Me'avera. What does that mean? That your temptation is even worse than doing it. Yes. Yeah. The temptation. Yeah. It says, Hir hure avera gashim avera. Back to the ice cream. That means when there is nothing in the freezer, so never think about it. But when it's there, then it eats you up. Instead of you eating the ice cream eats you. Yeah. Go, no, okay, Allah, I made a promise, I'm going to take a bite. But when he's not there, that's it. That's what the ma'ge is all about. And that applies to every bite that you build. You decide, you know, I'm not going to get angry, I'm not going to get upset, I'm not going to be unhappy, I'm going to smile more.
Amen.
Yeah. So now, whenever you make a bayit chadash, you have to make a fence. You have to make a fence. And Harav says a very beautiful thing. He says that if you don't make a fence, yipol hanofel mimenu. Yipol hanofel mimenu. What does it mean? Will fall down, somebody that has already fell down. Yipol, yipol mimenu. Somebody will fall down. Say, no, yipol hanofel. What does that mean, hanofel?
Maybe somebody had destiny to fall and you cause it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's Rashi explained, but now, to our subject here is your hand doesn't paralyze you. Your eye, we need eyeglasses, doesn't paralyze you. But there is one thing in your system is going to paralyze you, is this thing up here, your brain.
Your
brain is going to paralyze you and knock you down. It says, Yipol hanofel mimenu. What is it? Because your mind, when is... not happy, is hopeless, is depressed, so then you become paralyzed. There's nothing you can do. So that means the first focus should be to keep your mind healthy. And don't forget, Hirhurei Avera, Kashim Me'Avera. No matter what it is, that this temptation is so destructive, worse than doing it. Because if you eat the ice cream, finish, that's it, gone. But if it's keep going in your head, whatever it is, then it's going to eat you up. It's going to eat you up. No matter what it is, hatred, you know, jealousy, anger, whatever it is, then it keeps going, 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 and then it paralyzes you. And that's what exactly the main focus should be, to keep your mind healthy. You have to put a fence. That Chas v'Shalom, you will not think negative, and you have to be very, very strong and happy, and
happy.
Hopeful, no matter what it is. No other problem that arises in our life, you have to be hopeful. Yamze Yavor, Hashem is going to help me, give me chokhmah to what to do. That means, Chas v'Shalom, don't think that problems should break you. You have to have hope that Ribono Shel Olam is going to guide you what to do. That's what you have to think, constantly. Hashem Nizakenu, to put a nice fence around this.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.